This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 26 July 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine and launched an unprecedented media campaign in the Gaza Strip. 41 Palestinians, 23 of whom were civilians, including 9 children, 3 women, and 2 disabled people, were killed by Israeli occupation forces in the Gaza Strip. 9 of these civilians were from 3 families, were killed in 3 separate attacks. 151 Palestinians, mostly civilians, including 24 children, 2 women, 2 journalists, 2 paramedics, were wounded by Israeli gunfire. Israeli occupation forces launched a series of airstrikes in a number of homes in the Gaza Strip. 6 homes were destroyed and dozens of others were severely damaged, and Israeli occupation forces threatened and warned Palestinian civilians by phone to destroy their homes if they helped Palestinian resistance activists. Israeli occupation forces conducted 28 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and invaded Al-Shujaya neighborhood in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces raised 207 dunams of agricultural land in a refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip and raised areas of land in the Al-Shujaya neighborhood in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces destroyed a home in Kfar Qudum village near Qalqilya and arrested 78 Palestinian civilians in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces destroyed governmental compounds in the Nablus area and have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces have imposed a tightened siege on the Gaza Strip. Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border has been closed, and Israeli occupation forces positioned at various checkpoints in the West Bank have arrested 2 additional Palestinian civilians. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the apartheid wall in the West Bank, and illegal Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians in occupied Palestine. 2 Palestinian civilians were wounded during these attacks. For more detail of these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.